But it's interesting. So the Gemara says Reish Lakish was a Derish HaMakayim. What did Reish Lakish do? So he would chazer 40 times, and then afterwards he would go learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan. Truth is, there's a lot of precedent in Shas for this concept to learn something 40 times, to go through something 40 times. As if 40 times is on some level, it's a school of physical karma. We'll just mention a few Gemaras. One Gemara is in Ksubis, Daf Chof Beis Amar Aleph. It's a festa sugya, the sugya of Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitter. So the Gemara says that there was an exchange. Boy Mene Shmum Meirab. Usually Rav and Shmuel are just arguing with each other. But here it's Boy Mene Shmum Meirab. Amrit Me'ani, V'chaz Ramatayr Animao. What's the din? Amra Lei. So he told him, Rav told Shmuel, Af Bezu, Im Nasna Maslid Vareo Namenes. So the Gemara says, when Shmuel heard what Rav told him, Tonimine Arbam Zimnin. He chazed it over 40 times. 40 times he chazed it. So you see this concept of chazering something 40 times. Also a Gemara Ksubis, Daf Nun Amad Aleph. Ashkechei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Le Rabavo. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef once met Rabavo. Da have a koib uchlas of the usha. He met him somewhere in the street. This is an usha. Amalei, he told him, Ma Mar the Shmait of the usha. Who's the Mar the Shmait of a certain halach in usha? Nechsem Alug, also a very lomda shasugya. Amalei, Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. He said, you want to know who the tan of that halach is? It's Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. Tana Minei, the Gemara says, Rabbi Vo heard that. He chazed it arbon zimnim 40 times. Vidami lei commanded manchale bekiste. And it was so clear to him as if he had put it in his wallet. And he was safe. It was protected. That's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Amar Aleph. Psochim Daf Ayim Beis Amar Aleph. Also, Ashkechei Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef LeRabavo, da havi koyin beuchlusa de inchi. Amalei, masnisen mai, so he asked him a kasha. Also, a very lomda shesugya, completely different halacha. Amalei, so he told him, Reisha beoikir v'seifa v'toya. Tanim inei arba in zimnin. He chazed it 40 times. The Domile commanded Mancha Bekise. And it was so clear to him as if it was Bekise, as if it was sitting in his wallet. One more Gemara. Megillah Dav Zayin Amid Beis. Rav Ashi have a Yosef Kamed Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi was once sitting with Kahana. It was Purim. Nog Avale Yosef Rabbanon. And they're waiting to have a Purim Suda. And the Rabbanon weren't showing up. Amalei, my time, Ali Yosef Rabbanon. Where is everybody? Dilma Trida Besuda's Purim. Maybe that Torah Besuda's Amalei. So he said, why were they busy with Suda's Purim? Shouldn't they have eaten the Suda the night before? Amalei, Lashmir, Lacholamar. Hoda Marov, Suda's Purim, Shachab, Lai, Yotzi, Dei, Chavasai. No, even if you ate the Purim Suda at night, you have to eat the Purim Suda again during the day. Amalei, Amar Rav, Hachi. Really? Rav said, yeah, he said it. Tony Menei, Arban, Zimni. He has it 40 times. Vedomalei, Command the Monach, Bekise. And it was so clear to him, Command the Monach, Bekise. So we have a whole bunch of Gemaras where the Gemara says that if somebody chazes something 40 times, it's Command the Monach Bekise. Now the truth is, this was a related rate by on Davov's Daf, where we spoke a little bit about different numbers that you find that are a school of Hizkaran. You have the Gemara with Rapray, the Gemara in Erevin, where Rapray the Torah's Talmud 400 times. You find the concept of 90 times. Right, where do you find 90? Because if someone has a suffix, if you send Mashav Ruach Merid Ageshem, so 30 days pass, and you didn't, and then at that point, Misafik, we assume you said Mashav Ruach Umayrid Ageshem. The Rishonim say, why 30 days? Because in 30 days, you'll say Mashav Ruach 90 times. Is that true? But you'll say Mashav Ruach 90 times, so that if you would say Mashav Ruach 90 times in a row, then if you have a suffix, if you said it, you're good to go. So 90 times is that's a number, that's a school, is a current. We're familiar with the number 101, right? 101 is also a number. So this is a different number, 40. And this is a number that appears throughout Shas, that Tanu Minei Arbon Zimni, Yechazah something 40 times, and that's somehow a skula. It's a skula of Zakarin. But I'll tell you something beautiful. The Maram Shif on the Gemara, Mesechtes Ksubas Daf Nun Amad Aleph. It's one of the Gemaras that we just quoted. Tanu Minei Arbon Zimnin, V'dami Le Kemand Manach Bekisei Dami. It was clear to him, literally, like it was sitting in his wallet. He says, that's a funny lashon. V'dami Le Kemand Manach Bekisei. It's as if it was in his, literally, where you keep your money. Why would it have been there? First of all, what does that expression even mean? And besides, maybe it would have been more appropriate. It's V'domele Kamanda Manach Bekufsa. What is Manach Bekise? Why is it Bekis? So he said, we know the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Elu Metzias. Elu Metzias Shaloi, Ve'elu Chayev Lahachris. And one of the things that our Metzias Shaloi is Matzah Ma'is Mefuzarais. If somebody finds Ma'is Mefuzarais, you're allowed to keep it. Why are you allowed to keep it? Because we assume that when the owner finds out that his money was lost, he's going to be miyash. Because if somebody walks by, he sees a dollar bill, he's going to take it. So as a result, the bailam is probably miyash. But the Gemara says, how you let it keep it? Maybe the owner doesn't really know. And if he doesn't know, he wasn't miyash yet. So the Gemara says, this is a raya that what? The yish shaloi midas have a yish. Talk about left field. But this is a raya that yish shaloi midas have a yish. So the Gemara says, no, there's no raya. Maybe lo'olam yish shaloi midas lo have a yish. But when a person loses his money, he knows right away, the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak said, Adam asui lemashmesh bechisay v'chol shavasha. Because the derech of a person is he's always checking. He wants to make sure he has his keys, he has his phone, he has his wallet. Right? That's just the way we are. So Adam asui lemashmesh bechisay v'chol shavasha. So the Maram Shif said tani minei arbon zimna. But he didn't just put it away. Long term storage done. I don't have to think about it again. No, is v'dami lekaman the manach bechisay dami. Now he has it. There's no question. A mit guy. Adam lamashmesh That's the mushel of why it was v'dami le command the monach bekise. That's what the Maram Shiv says in Masechtes Ksubis. Daf nun amad aleph. But that's the first Torah.